It's been another bumper couple of months for audio description on DVD, and to tell us which titles have come onto the market with audio description, I'd like to welcome Ali Woodford from Media Access Australia. Hello, Ali.
Hi, Roberta.
Now, do we have any Hollywood blockbusters to watch this time round?
Yep, we do. We've got The Blind Side to start, and that's the movie for which Sandra Bullock won her Oscar earlier this year. And I've seen it and I loved it, and I thought that Sandra Bullock did a brilliant job, so she deserved the Oscar.
But she always does, Ali, doesn't she, really?
Yeah, she's good. There's also Date Night, and that's a comedy with Steve Farrell and Tina Fey, and they play a married couple who decide to go into town for a date night, and they wind up getting mixed up with the wrong crowd with rather hilarious results.
And, oh, dear.
Yeah, I've seen it, and again, I thought it's a good laugh, that one.
Yeah.
And the other one I'll lump into this group, I think, is it's called Valentine's Day, and it's a bit of an ensemble piece with lots of big-name Hollywood stars. We've got Julia Roberts, Ashton Kutcher to Patrick Dempsey, and it's a bit of a romantic comedy.
Is it all connected, or are there different stories?
They're all connected. They're sort of, you know, one person is connected to the next story, yeah. To the next story. It's quite cleverly done. Yeah.
Yeah, there was a movie in the 50s. Oh, I won't go into that, I don't think, but there was one similar to that in the 50s. I'll tell
Could
you
be
that.
A remake.
I'll
yeah.
tell you about that one day. And now, the kids have been on holidays, and so were there many titles that they were able to enjoy during their break?
Yeah, there were a couple. There was Nanny McPhee and the Big Bang, and this is actually the sequel to Nanny McPhee. And that one wasn't audio described, admittedly, but this one's a whole new story and very easy to pick up if you didn't see the first. And that's a G-rated one. So everyone can watch that. There's also the PG-rated The Spy Next Door, and that stars Jackie Chan, and he's a former CIA agent who takes on one of his toughest challenges, which is actually looking after three young kids. So the two titles, that those ones are ones that the kids will like.
Any others?
A lot. We have the Australian World War One drama called Beneath Hill 60, mm-hmm. and there's other dramas in Crazy Heart and an award-winning British indie film called Fish Tank, The Other Man, Two Lovers and The Greatest. We've got a romantic comedy come kind of action movie in The Bounty Hunter, and that's got Jennifer Aniston in it. And if you're into police movies, there's the dramatic Brooklyn's Finest and a more action comedy called Cop Out that's got Bruce Willis in it. I guess Kick-Ass would also fit into the action comedy bracket. And we've also got Matt Damon in an action thriller called Green Zone. For straight out comedy, there's Extract, She's Out of My League, Youth in Revolt, The Rebound, When in Rome, Solitary Man, and the surprisingly good Hot Tub Time Machine.
Wow.
Yeah. Now we've got Renee Zellweger. She stars in the horror movie called Case 39, and other horror movie is The Crazies. And we've got a 2010 remake of Clash of the Titans, and Miley Cyrus fans might want to see her in the PG-rated romance, The Last Song.
Renee Zellweger, I mean, she really wanted to do something very different, and I don't usually watch horror movies, but I think I'd like to see that one.
Yeah, well, I was quite surprised when I read about that one and saw who was in it, that she was in it, because, yeah, I've never seen her in anything even dramatic. She's all sort of, the, you know, the comedies and the romantic comedies, so yeah, good on her.
Well, Ali, I read an article on the audiodescription.com.au website about a DVD that's been released here with AD in English and also in Hindi. Can you tell us a little about that?
Yeah, I was really pleased to discover My Name is Khan on the DVD shelves the other day. And it's a Bollywood movie. It's Bollywood in the sense that it was made in Bollywood in India, but it doesn't have all the singing and dancing. Mm-hmm. It's actually a love story with some dramatic twists. It's set in the USA, and it was described in Hindi for its cinematic release in the UK earlier this year through a project that was instigated by the Royal National Institute of Blind People with 20th Century Fox. And both the English and Hindi AD tracks have made it onto the Australian DVD release, and it's fantastic to see. Yeah, often we don't get the specialist DVD releases in the UK that have been done as projects. So, you know, not only is it bringing Bollywood films to life by the AD for English speakers, which is a first, but any vision-impaired Hindi speakers can listen in their first language to the AD.
Excellent. Now, if you'd like to know more information on any of the titles mentioned in today's interview or for anything else relating to audio description, you can contact Ali or her colleagues at Media Access Australia at info@mediaaccess.org.au or by phoning 02 9212 6242. Alternatively, you may find the answer at audiodescription.com.au. Thank you, Ali.
Thank you, Roberta.
I've been speaking with Ali Woodford from Media Access Australia, and Media Access Australia supporters of this program.